kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Noong 2023, natuklasan ng Royal Commission na ang mga taong may kapansanan ay nakararanas ng diskriminasyon at marginalization, kabilang ang karahasan, pang-aabuso, pagpapabaya at pagsasamantala. Para sa mga migrante na may kapansanan, mas lalo pang lumalala ang mga hamon na kanilang kinakaharap.
I went from someone who was 10 foot tall, bulletproof, doing everything. Yeah, and all the opportunities in life. I went to sleep, I woke up, and my whole world had changed. And I couldn't even reconcile.
Si Mark Tonga ay ipinanganak sa Fiji sa mga magulang na may lahing Tongan at lumipat sa Australia nang siya ay nasa high school. Natapos niya ang kolehiyo, nagsimulang magtrabaho at naglalaro ng rugby 3 beses sa isang linggo. Siya ay nasa isang training session nang magbago ang kanyang buhay.
Tetraplegia is a spinal cord injury and it leaves you not able to use your arms or your legs.
Simula na magkaroon siya ng injury, si Mark ay naging tapat sa pagsusulong ng karapatan ng mga taong may kapansanan at pagpapalaganap ng kaalaman. Ayon sa kanya, ang pinakamalaking hadlang para sa kanyang komunidad ay ang kakulangan sa accessibility.
The world has a disability. We don't have a disability. And when you have a building and people and building go, oh, people with disability might come in here. Well, put a ramp down, mate, you know, and they'll come in.
Kasama pa rito ang stigma na dulot ng pagkakaroon ng kapansanan.
People freak out when they don't know how to deal with them. So the looks I get from friends with a look of disgust. How can a wheelchair and me being like this just change everyone's attitude? And I'm like, hang on, I'm the same person, yeah?
While there are of course systemic barriers that impact and inhibit people with disabilities from migrant communities, we've found that one of the most difficult barriers to address is in fact the internalized stigmas and the cultural taboos that exist in migrant communities.
Napakinggan natin si Vanessa Papastavros, ang National Program Manager ng Speak My Language Disability Program na nagbibigay ng impormasyon tungkol sa maayos na pamumuhay para sa mga taong may kapansanan, lalo na sa mga multikultural na Australiano.
We found that especially in our program, people with disabilities, even if they were aware that supports existed, were unlikely to access them because they felt like they would be bringing shame upon themselves or due to cultural taboos, did not feel like they could seek support because of notions about losing face. We also noticed that amongst carers of families with people who have disabilities, they would also limit the person with a disability from social activities or experiences because they were so afraid they would experience stigma from other members of the community.
Bagamat maganda ang layunin, sinabi ni Vanessa na mas lalo pang iniiwasan ng mga tao sa mga komunidad na may kapansanan.
The only way to really address these internalized stigmas and ideas is within the communities themselves by showing people true success stories of ordinary people with disabilities in migrant communities who are achieving their goals in education, in employment, and also have thriving social lives with lots of passions and interests that fill their time. Because if people within migrant communities don't see or hear these stories, they're unlikely to ever shift their attitudes.
May isa pang hadlang para sa mga migrante na may kapansanan o malalang kondisyon sa kalusugan. Si Carlos ay dumating sa Australia gamit ang graduate visa bilang isang industrial engineer mula sa Chile. Plano niyang magpatuloy sa bansa, ngunit nang tumama ang COVID, pinalawig niya ang kanyang pananatili sa Australia. Nakipagkaibigan siya, nakapagtagpo ng makakasama, at nagdesisyon na manatili.
And that's when I got diagnosed with HIV and I learned all the challenges that will bring to the migration process.
Ang migration health requirement ay nangangahulugang kailangan ng mga aplikante na magsagawa ng health assessment. Ito ay isang pagsusuri kung gaano kalaki ang magiging gastusin ng kanilang medical na pangangailangan sa komunidad ng Australia, tulad ng mga serbisyo ng Medicare, PBS na gamot, Disability Support Pension, suporta sa edukasyon at NDIS.
If those costs exceed what's called the significant cost threshold for the duration of your visa or for a permanent visa, which is assessed as 10 years, then you will fail to meet the migration health requirement. The significant cost threshold is currently $86,000, which is not a lot over a 10-year period.
Si Jen Gothard ay isang rehistradong migration agent at co-founder ng Welcoming Disability. Ito ay isang organisasyon na nagsusulong ng pagbabago sa migration health requirement at nagsabi na maraming kondisyon na maaaring magtulak sa isang aplikante na lampasan ang significant cost threshold, kabilang ang autism, Down syndrome, cystic fibrosis, tuberculosis o pagiging HIV positive. Para sa ilang visa, maaari kang mag-apply ng waiver. Ibig sabihin nito, kailangan mong patunayan na ang mga benepisyo na maibibigay mo sa Australia ay higit sa mga gastusin.
50% of visa applicants are eligible to apply for a waiver. And of that 50%, 96% are ultimately successful. But it might take a couple of years before you get to that point. So all the time you're thinking, am I going to be one of the lucky ones? The process of waiting is horrendous. It makes the person with a disability feel excluded and marginalized, but it also sends a message to the community, which says that people with health and disability conditions are actually a burden on the community. They don't contribute, and we just don't want them here. I mean, that's really what we're saying, isn't it?
Nagtagumpay si Carlos na makapag-apply ng waiver, ngunit sinabi niyang emotional siyang napagod.
This process, it was very hard on me because I felt that I needed to prove to the system that I'm a good person, that I deserve to live here. And then at the same time, I was thinking, why do I want to stay in a country that doesn't want me to be here, that they see me as a number and they want to benefit from me? But, you know, it I started to like questioning why I wanted to stay, and, you know, I'm in love with my partner, so like I cannot see myself breaking up and leaving, so I wanted to fight. But it's been very hard, and it's such a hard process on top of our life.
Mas mahigpit ang migration health requirement ng Australia kumpara sa ibang bansa tulad ng New Zealand at Canada. Inirekomenda ng Disability Royal Commission ang pagsusuri ng prosesong ito na sinasabi nilang nagbibigay daan sa diskriminasyon laban sa mga taong may kapansanan.
Some people consider that make their migration health requirement less rigorous, that will be opening the floodgates. Everybody with a disability will want to come here. Well, they can't. The migration system itself is so structured that only where there's a demand for people of skill, only those people are eligible to apply, or if they're coming for family reunion. These are the people that, according to our migration strategy, we want to encourage. So why do we draw the line at people with disability?
Ang episode na ito ay mula kay James Elliott, Rachel Knowles, Fernando Vives at Olivia Diorio ng SBS Examines na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Para sa iba pang impormasyon, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/sbsexamines. Martin Tuanyo, SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.